Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, exactly right. Where energy prices are up 30%, fuel oil's up 80%, gasoline's up 43%, electricity's up 11%, and the Biden administration Treasury Secretary says, I got it wrong. Sorry, I blew this.
We're building back better, you know.
No, nothing to see here. I just got it wrong, and now you're getting it stuck to you, ladies and gentlemen, on the inflation front. I want to talk about that today. For the first half of this hour, Radio Graffiti, meaning one minute only with a simple question. How is inflation impacting you? Where are you feeling it? Where are you feeling the inflation crunch? I feel sometimes we just sort of say this stuff and, you know, inflation is up however, you know, what percent it's up and, you know, we just kind of get lost in the headlines of it. But the impacts from inflation are real. They are real.
I would say everywhere. I'm trying to think of somewhere where I'm not dealing with a price increase in my life.
So tell me where it's the worst. Call us at 701-258-0550. And Radio Graffiti is pretty simple. We just set the clock and you talk, we listen. So in a minute or less, how is inflation impacting you? And call 271-1100. You can call us at 258-0550. You can call us, you can text us, rather, at 701-237-1590. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. One comment this half hour will be worthy of a brand new pair of slippers from MyPillow, which are on sale now for $90 off. $90 off. We'll say, what color do you want, what size do you wear, and we'll ship them to you free on me from MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott on the Radio Listener Square. You got to go there. They're $90 off right now, and they told me these are not going to last. It's less than $50 for a pair of slippers that are great. Moccasin slip-ons. Don't tell anybody, but I think it's the same manufacturing process as Uggs. Kind of keep that quiet. Because what do they charge you for a pair of Uggs? Like $200 now?
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
They don't give those away.
MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Whatever is on your mind today, let us know. But Radio Graffiti, as it pertains to inflation, how are you being most impacted by inflation? Call us, 258-0550.
Mark's on.
Mark, you're on the clock. Go.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I pastor a church up here in Grand Forks. I'll tell you how inflation seems to be affecting at least the churches. I talk to a lot of pastors. Is, number one, people can't afford gas if they drive more than 20 or 25 minutes to church, which a lot of people in North Dakota do. And the other thing that I've seen is that people are having to spend more on just basic living. And so, you know, it causes their ability to give to, you know, nonprofits, churches, etc., more difficult. And so we've seen that, you know, just the bottom line. Of course, God's church, and he said he'll build it, but, you know, we have definitely felt that squeeze.
Well, that makes sense. I hadn't thought of that, but that less people in church because literally it's a cost I can't afford, and also, obviously, tithing, giving back to the church. Wow. Had not thought of either of those, I guess.
Okay, many churches you could watch online, and I suppose you could give you know, either electronically or whatever. But you're right, it's not the same, and certainly wouldn't be the same when you're in church seeing your, what is your people.
What is your pastoral advice on if you have to choose where to drive, maybe church ought to be sort of in the top one-third? Give me the pastoral advice on those choices.
Listen, this is not even a plug for our church, but I believe that people need to be in church because we've been so far removed from relationships over the last couple of years. People need to be in relationship with each other and growing in their faith. I really believe that. So sacrifice in other areas, and I'm not talking about how you're giving to the church. I'm talking about just getting to the church.
Great points. Appreciate the call very much, Pastor. Call again. Thank you. Great wisdom there. God bless you. All right. Jamie Bismarck, you got a minute. Go.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to touch on when you were talking about your op-ed yesterday, and then you got that email from somebody who said they were pro-gun, and after this, you know, they were kind of having second thoughts. Now, before you do that, you should maybe think a little deeper into this. The guy walked into an elementary school, locked himself in a classroom full of little children who couldn't do anything, even if they did physically try to fight back, and two female teachers. Didn't matter if that guy had an AR-15 or a double-barrel shotgun. Nobody was getting in or out, and he had his way with them. So if you want to ban AR-15s, it's just going to happen with a different type of firearm. And we've been doing it their way with no guns for 20 years in these schools. It's not working. You know, Biden said yesterday he isn't going to harden targets in our schools. He's not going to make schools harder. So this is just going to keep happening. We're not giving up our guns. We're not going to accept a ban on guns. So, you know, we did it your way. It's time to try it the other way.
Jamie, I think you make a good point, too, not whatever the type of gun. I think in that amount of time, you got to look up these incidents one by one and say, what would be different if? And I think the carnage could have been done by a baseball bat, a knife. It could have been done by some explosive device. There were all kinds of other things, which does not fit the narrative, of course. Grab the guns. Thank you, Jamie. Tobiah, Fargo, you got a minute. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hey, just, you know, this inflation that obviously it's killing gas prices and it's trying to put a stranglehold on all of us. I just moved into Lakes Country, and I got to commute back and forth to Fargo. So it's, you know, it's pretty expensive for me to do that, and just life in general. But you know what, Scott, we're Americans, and we're very resilient, and we'll get through this just like everything else. And because no matter who's in the government, we live for ourselves, and we live for our neighbors and our brothers and our sisters. That's what we're about. So and you look at the Memorial Day weekend travel, for example, the vehicle travel is up, you know, however many percent. So the government's not going to win this battle. We're going to win this battle because the prices will come down eventually. That's all I've got.
Love your optimism, Tobiah. Love your optimism. But I think it's okay to be ticked as well when we find out that, you know, oh, we didn't anticipate the shock to the system would be as bad as this. Who are you kidding? I mean, those of us that have seen the level of, you know, malfeasance and generational theft that is happening with the tax dollars of this country and printing money, we knew it. We knew it from the very beginning. And they're now claiming, oh, I didn't know. But you're right to be optimistic about it, to say, you know what? It stinks. It makes other things more difficult, but this too shall pass, and I think it's going to be a real interesting November. That's what I'll say, a real interesting November. Thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. Ryan in Aberdeen, you got a minute. Go.
Hey, Scott. SSRIs, mood stabilizers. I'm curious to know what percentage of the school shooters were on some kind of happy pills and what role that might have all played from a practical standpoint. I think if there's one thing that we can trace, one thing that's different in a practical sense, it's that we're drugging up our kids.
Can't disagree. The numbers point out this story. By the way, let me go back to the shooting and say, was the gun the problem or is drugs the problem? The first thing the President of the United States said after this was what? The gun lobby's to blame. the gun lobby. They spend so much money, they buy the way that they want in Washington, D.C. If we use his logic, Big Pharma is way, way, way more of an issue of what they're quote-unquote spending versus the gun lobby. Big Pharma.
Hey, do a quick search. Mass shooters on SSRI meds and Prozac makers a secret payment in mass shooting lawsuit. There's a number of things that come up. The Vegas shooter was apparently 37 mass shooters in the last 5 years have been on SSRI and antidepressants.
Absolutely right.
Xanax.
And again,
Axel,
and again, they Big Pharma's.
You can't leave it out.
You can't underestimate the grip they have. It is unbelievable. Appreciate the call. Shirley in Bismarck, first-time caller when we come back. Question for you, quite simple. How is inflation impacting your life? Tell us. And somebody's going to win a MyPillow set of slippers for the answer today at 800-228-0550. That and much more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag. Committed to quality, committed to you.
Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strat has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition, nostalgia, too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The oil and natural gas industry in North Dakota has invested billions of dollars to develop our state's natural resources, committed to developing that resource by means that are responsible to the environment, to landowners, to mineral owners. And what we've learned over the last decade is the North Dakota oil and natural gas industry, incredibly resilient, regardless of market conditions, continues to be a major force in our economy. And oil and natural gas in North Dakota touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Before I go to Shirley in Bismarck, I want to hear from Janet in D.C. This is Janet Yellen former Federal Reserve Chair and Secretary of the Treasury in the Biden administration telling you inflation won't be a problem. Listen to this.
Is there a risk of inflation? I think there's a small risk, and I think it's manageable. I don't anticipate that inflation is going to be a problem, but it is something that we're watching very carefully.
Was it a mistake, Madam Secretary, to downplay this inflation risk? Did that contribute to the problems we're all seeing right now?
Well, look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I, at the time, didn't fully understand.
First of all, nobody ever in Washington, D.C. ever admits a mistake, so I'm going to give her credit for that. But the idea that these are unanticipated shocks is like, what planet do you live on?
Bingo.
I mean, my gosh. How is it affecting you? That's my question. 2580550. Bottom of the hour, have you seen this juror in the Sussman case say, we got bigger problems than people lying to the FBI in this country? You can't make it up. You can't make it up. We're going to talk about that with a advisor to the DOD, Corey Mills, who you see on Fox News Channel. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment coming up. And we're going to dig into the whys of these horrific school shootings. Is it SSRI? Is it taking God out of the classroom? What is it? What is it?
I think it's all of the above.
Critical thinking exercise with Paul Fisher from Capstone Classical Academy. First of its kind in North Dakota, affiliate with the Hillsdale College. Dr. Tim Mahoney, mayor of Fargo, mayoral candidate for re-election. We're going to talk with him about some things in the news. Bruce Whalen will be here as well, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in South Dakota. So all that coming up. Don't touch that dial. Shirley Bismarck, 2580550. Shirley, what's on your mind? A first-time caller. Welcome, Shirley.
Yes. In regards to your question, it has made a huge impact on our lives. We are just newly retired, had planned on maybe taking a few of the small vacations. Those have been phased out. No longer can afford the gas nor the hotel rooms. It also has affected our grocery purchases because those have gone up so high. So it has taken a toll on our life. And so this inflation, this administration has really hurt us in a big way.
Make you mad?
A couple of years, it makes me mad, yes, because it doesn't have to be that way. When the other administration was in, we had self-sufficient government. We had lower prices. We could enjoy life a little bit. And that's all been taken from us.
Not good. So, Shirley, well said. And as a first-time caller, did this process go okay for you? Would you maybe thinking about calling again?
I would. I was a little hesitant. I'm not a real outspoken person, but I had to call in because this has really impacted not only our lives, I'm sure, but many others across the country in our shape because, you know, there's a lot of people that are newly retired, and we have fixed incomes, and the life that we had been looking forward to is no longer there.
Every single day you go backwards. Every single day you go backwards. Think about that. Yeah. What you're watching, the nest egg you built up, and what is happening to it. It's real. Shirley, as a first-time caller, I'm going to ask you to hang on. Daniel is going to take your email address down and your physical address so we can send you a pair of slippers from MyPillow, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, they're on me today. And he'll just need to know what color you want, what size you want, and whether you want slip-on, men's or women's, or moccasins, men's or women's. You just let them know, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're going to go shopping with Daniel today, Shirley. Hang on. He'll take that from you in a moment. Frank in Fargo, you got a minute. You're on What's On Your Mind, Radio Graffiti, till the bottom of the hour here. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I got two parts. The first part is the cost of goods going up. It'd be one thing if it was a dollar here, 50 cents there, but I notice a lot of things, even when I go to bulk stores, that changes in 6 months or so is $5 for certain items, $6. Which is really interesting because that's quite a jump. I don't know where all that comes from. Sources we hear, supply chain issues, no worker, whatever story is. And then the second part is it seems as if our government, whenever they want something, whatever they want to change, alter, whatever it is they're up to, there's always something bad things to happen, and then the cork's been blown off the ball. And it's just fascinating to me that everything goes right away to guns and drugs and, you know, God in schools and stuff like that. Yeah, there's a lacking a lot of things, but it just seems really strange that it always comes to that. I don't know.
What do you make of that? What is the reasoning for that? The cork going off the bottle and those becoming the hot button issues. What's happening there, would you say?
Well, I mean, whenever they want to pass some kind of severe legislation, or we have midterms coming up, or some variable of that nature, something bad seems to happen. And if you look at just how it's playing out, I mean, you have cops that didn't engage, you had time in between, you had, 78 minutes, or whatever they're calculating that to be, of time wasted. You just kind of look at it all, and it doesn't smell right. A lot of these guys have posted online way before they committed and done these things. Some had made threats. Cops were, you know, maybe come in and intervene and find out what's going on. And yet they were still able to go and do what they did. It was, you know, allowed to, I guess. It just seems strange to me.
Frank, appreciate the call. Texture says, how does inflation affect me? My wife and I are both completely retired, so living on fixed income, pensions, and Social Security. We go to fewer places and do fewer things. Let's go, Brandon. Yeah. Texture says, I have a relative serving time for murder, and he was on an SSRI. All right. Texture says, when I heard the Sussman verdict, I could also hear Hillary Clinton cackling from her perch above the U.S. Capitol.
I could, too.
And you actually have a juror saying out loud, there's bigger problems in this nation than lying to the FBI. I'm not sure a verdict was ever possible of the correct kind.
Have you heard the big news? Greta Van Susteren is back. She's joining Newsmax as host of their new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Starting June 14th, Greta reports on the big stories from Washington, giving you the facts you need to know. Greta is smart. She asks the tough questions, and she's always fair. Greta is journalism the way it ought to be. That's why I made the switch to Newsmax, like millions of others. Make the switch, and now you can watch Greta Van Susteren. Get info about her new show by texting the word Greta to 39747, or go to GretaIsBack.com. That is GretaIsBack.com. Make the switch today to Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. And get the latest on Greta's new show by texting Greta to 39747. Newsmax. Real news for real people. I watch it all the time, and you should too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday blocked a Texas law that prohibits large social media companies such as Facebook and Twitter from banning or removing users' posts based on political viewpoints. The vote was close in a 5-4 decision. Matt Schurz, president of the Computer and Communications Industry Association, argued the law violated the corporation's First Amendment rights. As the U.S. economy continues to struggle mightily, the cost of everything has gone up so much, Americans are spending thousands of dollars more every year on the things that were affordable when America was energy independent. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admits on CNN she pegged the economy wrong when she said inflation was transitory.
Look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take.
USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Petro Serve USA, home cook and grab and go convenience like Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City. Swedish meatballs or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Lasagna, NP Avenue. Cheeseburger, Mac and Glendon today. How about some chicken pot pie in Harwood? That great or what? Salisbury Steak, 45th and 9th Avenue, South Fargo location. Petro Serve USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent ya. Okay.
I've not had that macaroni deal in Glendon today. Just
you had me in macaroni.
You made up my lunch plan.
You're exactly right. PetroServe USA. GOP strategist, DOD advisor Corey Mills, also a Fox News contributor, here to talk about the jury yesterday in the Michael Sussman case, finding him not guilty of making a false statement to the FBI in September of 2016. Why are you laughing?
What jury? You mean the insiders that sat there and gave the verdict they wanted? Hell yeah, those guys.
Evidently, because this was a text message. It said, I'm not coming on behalf of my capacity as a lawyer for Hillary. I'm coming just as a citizen concerned about this. But then he billed her. He billed the campaign, so clearly this was done for her. We know Robbie Mook, her campaign manager, said no. She was informed and knew about this. So he brings information alleging a covert communication channel between the Trump Organization and a bank in Russia. None of it true.
One question we had was, why couldn't they move it out of the D.C. swamp and try it in Kansas or whatever? And Jeff Bradall, attorney friend of ours, said, well, the crime was committed there. And that made me think, any crime committed in D.C. is going to go to this court, and it's all going to end the same way. Nothing to see here.
Two-week trial. They deliberated for a day. The jury finds John Durham's team had not proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Sussman's statement was a lie and that he was, in fact, working on behalf of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
Wow.
So Corey Mills is here to walk us through the whys of this. It seems bizarre to me. Corey, thanks for taking the time. How did this happen?
Well, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, you guys kind of hit on the head from the very beginning, which is that it does almost seem as if you're not going to have any impartiality when it comes to a jury based out of D.C. You're going to continue to find the things that we found today where, you know, we had a jury where there was admittance by jurors to say that we have donated and in some cases even voted for Hillary Clinton. You had some where they had actual students who were their children who were actually going to the same school as Michael Sussman's children. So there was no impartiality. I don't know that there was any further vetting that it could have gone on to have actually have prevented this. I mean, the D.C. has become so swampy that they operate on a two-tier justice system where, you know, celebrities and elitists are allowed to act with impunity and the average American has been thrown under the jail, as we saw with J6 political imprisonment. So, you know, what we have here isn't necessarily a failure of demonstrating enough cause or demonstrating enough evidence. What we have here is a jury who has essentially acted with bias and has prevented justice from being rendered.
And I understand the jury forewoman, I forget if I saw this in the Washington Post or the New York Times, but basically said we have bigger problems in our nation than an FBI agent being, you know, lying to the FBI. We have bigger problems in this nation than lying to the FBI. What do you make of that?
I actually would agree with that. I mean, I think that if you look at what Congressman Jim Jordan and Congressman Matt Gaetz has just uncovered as of yesterday, I think that it goes and it shows the broader picture of how much deep state is involved in this. Now, yesterday, a whistleblower who had been confirmed three times had raised some suspicion on the idea that there was a private workspace that had been created by the FBI inside of the Perkins Coie private law firm. Now, that's unprecedented in itself to have an FBI workspace inside of a law firm, especially a law firm who received $42 million from the DNC, especially the same law firm who actually employs, as a senior partner, Michael Sussman. So now you've got where the FBI legal team has now confirmed that, yes, in fact, they do have a workspace that is set up inside of the Perkins Coie office. And now we need to investigate who the actual linkage was between Perkins Coie and the FBI workspace that was being involved there. And I think that we're going to find very quickly that was Michael Sussman.
Okay, wait a minute. Help me understand this now. You're saying that we have new information that says the FBI had literally workspace within a law firm of which was employed by Hillary Clinton.
That's absolutely correct.
What in the world would they have a need for a workspace outside the FBI?
This is where I think further investigation needs to be found. And again, this was just uncovered yesterday by confirmation by the FBI team that they did, in fact, have a workspace in Perkins Coie. And I'll tell you, this is the same law firm, as you mentioned earlier, and you're exactly right, that he, you know, you have Michael Sussman saying, no, I wasn't acting on behalf of the Clinton campaign. But meanwhile, he was billing, I think, 3.3 hours on one occasion for, he said, and in the billing file, it says, you know, Clinton for America, and then in parentheses, confidential project. Now, that can't be any more linked, in my opinion. And this is around the exact same time that he had sent those text messages, the 40-some-odd words of which 21-plus had been found to be lies, to the FBI agent Baker, which stated that we needed to meet on, you know, private time-sensitive matters. And so, again, this is, in my opinion, and I'm not a lawyer and I'm not a judge, but irrefutable evidence that there was foul play here. But what I'm more in suspicion of is how much the deep state played into this when they have a workspace in the private law firm that's representing the DNC.
Now, wow. Now, you started this by saying there are bigger things than lying to the FBI. I'm just thinking of just basic, simple rule of law. If we get a jury blowing off, you know, what's obviously a lie, you know, and the charge is rather simple, lying to the FBI, right? And not telling us you're working on behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign when you obviously you're billing it. How in the world, Corey, can we have a rule of law when it's no big deal to lie to the FBI and the jury forewoman is saying this?
Well, see, that's the difference. It is against the law to lie to the FBI for the average American citizen. It is not against the law for the two-tiered justice system that's established in D.C., as swampy it is, as, you know, it is, for elitists, for celebrities, and for others who are basically operating above the law. Again, this is the good for thee, not for me type of rule of the Democrat Party. And it demonstrated also a complete pattern of behavior by the Clinton campaign. I mean, this is originating not from the FBI lies, not from the actual campaign funding of this Alpha Bank conspiracy. This starts all the way back from whenever the DNC's chair, Donna Brazile herself, was issuing questions before the actual debate to Hillary Clinton. They were placing her and setting up every single system within the deep state to put her in the Oval Office. And unfortunately, the American people had spoke at a level that they had never seen or anticipated.
Wow. This blows your mind as to what, you know, how in the world you can. So what can we do? What's the fix for this? If there's, I mean, do you, first of all, I don't believe this is the last shoe to drop, right? I mean, Durham's not about to give up here. And as you say, the safe space within the law firm, you've got to say, what's going on here? I mean, there's more to come out of this, isn't there?
I absolutely think so. I think that we've just still scratched the surface. I know a lot of people are being very impatient with how long this investigation has taken place, but we know very well that they are keeping a lot of this information as tight to the chest as they can to try and prevent it from getting out. So, you know, everything from trying to have special investigation privileges to asking from the Freedom of Information Act stuff. I mean, they're doing everything they can, and it is taking a lot of time, but it is starting to unravel. And I think that the American people also just need to explain to the fact that, hey, it's not about the acquittal. It's about the information that was put out there. Set the acquittal of what they're trying to claim as an acquittal aside based on its prejudicial, you know, bias. And let's look at the actual facts. And the facts are there was text message exchanges. There was billing information. We now have found out there's a workspace for the FBI in the exact law firm of Perkins Coie that Sussman worked in. So let's start connecting the dots, because in police work, they call those clues.
No kidding.
All right.
I have to ask you, as a two-time Afghanistan deployed hero, Bronze Star winner, I've heard a lot of people recently saying once Republicans take back control of the House, impeachment proceedings can begin. And people then often say, well, wait a minute, I don't want to impeach Joe Biden because I'm going to have Kamala Harris. And then people say, no, they both would be impeached. And I say, for what? And they say, for Afghanistan and leaving $80 billion of assets behind. And for obviously the incompetence led to the death of, you know, heroes in Afghanistan, just hanging them out to dry. As someone who's been there, done that, would you support that? Is that something we should seriously consider in this country?
Well, let me tell you, this is the way I look at it. I have firsthand personal knowledge. I'm not sure if you're aware, but for the listeners, you know, my team and I actually conducted the very first rescue, overland rescue of Americans out of Afghanistan after Joe Biden left them behind. And this is when the State Department tried to claim credit, and thanks to great patriots like Sean Hannity and Mario Bartiromo and all the rest who brought me onto their show to uncover the real truth here. We demonstrated that they had left a exorbitant amount of Americans behind to die, and actually in some cases refused them entry into HKIA, where those 13 heroes that you were just mentioning perished. Now, I think absolutely I would support a impeachment based on what he's done as a derelict of duty to leave Americans behind to be hunted down and killed by terrorist organizations like the Haqqani Network, ISIS, Khorasan, and Taliban. I think for the negligence of actually arming the most well-equipped terrorist organization in the world with $86 billion and weapons, equipment, and cash. And I think when it comes to Kamala Harris, what she should be impeached for isn't Afghanistan, but it should be the fact that she was appointed as the border czar, and we have 100,000 American deaths a year as a result of their open border policies, their soft-on-crime catch-and-release policies, and she, too, has a derelict of duty. Now, here's the problem. This is like taking your fork and saying, do I put it in the top receptacle or the bottom receptacle? No matter what, you're going to get shocked. So either you eliminate Biden and you get Kamala, or you eliminate Biden and Kamala and you get Pelosi, or hopefully by then we've taken the House and we're actually going to have our own speaker who would step forward. But, you know, there is no perfect storm scenario, but absolutely I would support impeachment against Biden on the fact that he left Americans behind, to include that mother and three children that I was able to go over there and rescue after 11 days of attempts, and three times the Biden administration attempted to thwart our efforts to rescue Americans.
Wow. I got an idea. We can do this in January, and the speaker can be Corey Mills. Corey Mills, our guest here right now, who is, by the way, running for Congress in Florida. MillsForFlorida.com if you want to help somebody who can change America.
We need him.
We need him. MillsForFlorida.com. Help him out, folks. Hey, nice chatting with you, Corey. Appreciate the time today. We'll do it again.
Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Speaking of the border, you won't believe what happened this weekend just in one sector of the border. We're going to talk about that with John Hinderacher next in the Center of the American Experiment on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact,
They use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Next hour on What's on Your Mind, the whys of these horrific school shootings. Is it putting God back in schools that is the problem? Is it better school security? Is it, big pharma? What are the whys? How do these happen? We'll talk about that more on the program. Fargo Mayor Dr. Tim Mahoney will be here as well. He's in the middle of a campaign. Also, big kerfuffle going on with the Fargo City Commission and a developer, Jim Roars, and the candidacy of Jim Roars' daughter, Shannon Roars Jones. So we'll talk with the mayor about that. Last night, some action on that. But it's causing quite a stir. You like my word, kerfuffle?
Yeah. I do.
And then Bruce Whalen, Republican candidate for Senate, the primary in South Dakota, is Tuesday. It's less than a week away. He is a candidate for the U.S. Senate in South Dakota against John Thune. So David versus Goliath race there, and he's getting some traction down there. So very interesting. Right now, John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment, they last week conducted a... was that last week? All my weeks are running together. recently a wonderful CRT informational session on that and just the woke agenda in education, which I thought was great. If you have questions or comments, by the way, on any topic, always welcome those for John at 298. What's the best number for them to call? 258-0550. Kevin loves it when I give lots of numbers out. 701-258-0550.
Or 800-228-0550.
See, you did the second number there. I was just
like
going to leave it at one.
Number. I would like the 800.
Or 701-271-1100 works, and then you could talk to Kevin.
Yeah, so. There's no such thing as long distance anymore.
But
so
we want you to call John Hinderrocker. John, how are you?
Doing great, Scott.
What's on your mind today?
Well, one thing on my mind is the successful launch of American Experiment's North Dakota branch. We had our first North Dakota events last week, as you know, Scott, one in Grand Forks, one in Fargo, one in West Fargo, and they were just terrific. Katrin Wigfall, one of our policy fellows, brought back her anti-critical race theory message that she was all over Minnesota last summer delivering, and also talking about some of the gender insanity that's going on in the public schools. And so we had terrific crowds, energized crowds wanting to learn more. In Fargo, we had some, you know, a little group of bedraggled protesters that turned out, you know, we got to have critical race theory at our schools. And we kind of like that, Scott, as you know, because reporters love protesters. And so there were stories in all the local media about the events and sometimes referring to the fact that these protesters were there. So it was a terrific launch for American Experiment in North Dakota. And you helped a lot, Scott, promoting it on this program. I think it's week after next. The dates have just been finalized, I think, as of yesterday. But we're going to be bringing that same program to the western regions of North Dakota with events in Bismarck and Minot. So watch for that if you live in that part of the state.
And they will be well attended as well, probably more so than the Valley, because the Valley is in need of shall we say, less bedraggled.
A cleansing.
And more, I mean, in all seriousness.
I have to laugh, Scott, because how do these protesters get organized? Apparently there's a Facebook group called Socialists of the Red River Valley.
There is. That's a real thing. That's a real thing. It's unbelievable.
They've got like 11 members, you know. God bless them. But we have a lot more coming up. Our new North Dakota website is going to be up within the next 10 days. Watch for it. It's AmericanExperimentND.org. AmericanExperimentND.org. And we've got a video in the works which promotes and praises the oil and gas industry in North Dakota and gives it credit for the wonderful things that industry does to support the state. This video, I don't know if you've heard about the Dynamite movie that's just now coming out called What is a Woman? You've heard about that? Well, the people that made that film, What is a Woman, are making this video for us in support of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. So watch for that. It's going to be in production this summer.
Linda in Bismarck for John Hinderrocker. Go ahead, Linda.
Yes, I just wanted to make people aware of 2,000 Mule. Saw it yesterday, and every Republican should go to it, as well as other people, to find out the real facts about the ballot.
And you couldn't be more right.
Republicans should wake up. They don't have to do anything dishonest, but they're losing out because of the paid ballots. And even in our state now, there are elected officials that are pouring money into different areas for the election of what they want. And I feel it's wrong. It was wrong in the past, and it happened the last election, and it's happening now.
Linda, thanks for the call. John, have you seen it yet, 2,000 Mules?
I haven't seen it yet. Election integrity is obviously incredibly important, but there's this whole deep state apparatus. You know, Zuckerberg committed, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to install Democrats to run the elections in big cities where the Democrats needed to drive a huge amount of turnout. And this came up a few minutes ago on your show, Scott, but we learned just yesterday that the FBI, since 2012, has maintained a secure office in the offices of the Democratic Party's law firm, Perkins Coie. Mark, you know, runs elections for the Democratic Party. The FBI, for the last 10 years, has had their own secure office inside Perkins Coie. This is unbelievable. So you're right. Republicans got to wake up. They got to understand that the Democrats are constantly trying to stack the deck.
Well said. Well said. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment, now in North Dakota.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pequitch in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pequitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.